Stumping in New York. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections just 2 days from now, President Biden campaigning in Yonkers, New York Sunday for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who's hoping to retain her seat. The president telling the crowd what's the most important thing to remember.
We're the United States of America. And there's nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. So vote. Get out the vote now.
Governor Hochul's lead over her Republican opponent, Representative Lee Zeldin, has been shrinking. Some polls have her ahead by 4 points. In August, she held a 17-point lead. Meanwhile, at a rally in Miami, Florida, former President Trump also stressing the importance of voting.
If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you don't hear too much about the American dream over the last 2 years, then this Tuesday, you must go out and vote Republican in this giant red wave.
The former president backing Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio in their re-election bids. One of the most highly anticipated races is the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Fox's Aisha Hosni has the latest on that race.
Former ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley was out stumping for Republican Herschel Walker. She told voters, don't listen to this red wave stuff.
It's not about being nervous as much as it's about being humble and disciplined. This is about turnout.
There is a lot of pressure on the GOP right now because Georgia handed Democrats the Senate in the last election cycle, and Walker does have the momentum. He just closed the gap with incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock.
Early voters casting over 2 million votes in Georgia, which is a record. The top issue for voters, inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden receiving pushback for his recent comments on coal. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has the details.
Coal is still responsible for 22% of this country's electricity. Speaking in California, President Biden says he wants to shut that industry down.
The White House backpedaling from those comments, saying, quote, the president's remarks Friday have been twisted to suggest a meaning that was not intended. He regrets it if anyone hearing those remarks took offense. In coal country, West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin took offense and fired back, quote, President Biden's comments are not only outrageous and divorced from reality, they ignore the severe economic pain the American people are feeling because of rising energy costs. Comments like these are the reason the American people are losing trust in President Biden. It seems his positions change depending on the audience and the politics of the day.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady becoming the first player in NFL history to throw for over 100,000 yards after completing a 15-yard pass to Leonard Fournette. The record-breaking moment happening during the fourth quarter of Sunday's game against the Los Angeles Rams. The NASCAR Cup season coming to a close Sunday with four drivers competing for the championship in Phoenix.
When they arrived in Phoenix, Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, and Chase Elliott had equal opportunity to come out as NASCAR Cup champions. But the 2018 champ, Logano, gave himself an advantage on race day by claiming the pole Saturday.
Today he etches his name in stone as one of the few to capture multiple championships. Logano is a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Courtesy NBC Sports, Logano won the first race of the season back in January, and he wins the last, leading 186 of 312 laps. He joins Kyle Busch as the only active drivers with multiple championships. Chastain finished third, Bell 10th, Elliott hit the wall in the final stage.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.